While the elder Baudelaires had a very good reason to be on the road less travelled, as they were in a great hurry to reach the headquarters and rescue their sister from the clutches of Count Olaf, there is no reason whatsoever why you should be on the road less travelled, and choose to read the rest of this woeful chapter, which describes their dark and smoky journey. The ashen air from the Snow Scout's fire was difficult to breathe, even through the masks, and Violet and Klaus had to struggle not to cough, knowing that the coughing sound would echo down the passageway and wake up Bruce. But there is no reason for you to struggle through my dismal description of this problem. A number of spiders had noticed that the footholes were not being used lately, and had moved in and converted them into spider condominiums. But you are under no obligation to read what happens when spiders are suddenly woken up by the sudden appearance of a climbing foot in their new homes. And as the Baudelaires followed the scout farther and farther up, the strong, freezing winds from the top of the mountain would rush through the passageway, and all three youngsters would cling to the footholds with their very lives, hoping that the wind would not blow them back down to the cave floor. But although the Baudelaires found it necessary to keep climbing through the rest of the dark day so they could reach the headquarters as quickly as possible, and I find it necessary to finish describing it so my account of the Baudelaire case is as accurate and as complete as possible, it is not necessary for you to finish reading the rest of this chapter, so you can be as miserable as possible. My description of the Baudelaire's journey up through the road less travelled begins on the next page, but I beg you not to travel along with them. Instead, you may take a page from Bruce's book, and skip ahead to Chapter 6, and find my report on Sonny Baudelaire's tribulations, a word which here means opportunities to eavesdrop while cooking for a theatre troupe, with Count Olaf, or you may skip ahead to Chapter 7, when the elder Baudelaires arrive at the site of the BFD headquarters and unmask the stranger who led them there, or you may take the road very frequently travelled and skip away from this book altogether, and find something better to do with your time, besides finishing this unhappy tale, and becoming a weary, weeping, and well-read person. The Baudelaire's journey up the vertical flame diversion was so dark and treacherous that it is not enough to write, "The Baudelaire's journey up the vertical flame diversion was so dark and treacherous that it is not enough to write, "The Baudelaire's journey up the vertical flame diversion was so dark and treacherous that it is not enough to write, "My dear sister, I am taking a great risk in hiding a letter to you inside one of my books, but I am certain that even the most melancholy and well-read people in the world have found my account of the lives of the three Baudelaire children even more wretched than I had promised, and so this book will stay on the shelves of libraries, utterly ignored, waiting for you to open it and find this message. As an additional precaution, I placed a warning that the rest of this chapter contains a description of the Baudelaire's miserable journey up the vertical flame diversion, so anyone who has the courage to read such a description is probably brave enough to read my letter to you. I have at last learned the whereabouts of the evidence that will exonerate me, a phrase which here means prove to the authorities that it is Count Olaf, and not me, who has started so many fires. Your suggestion, so many years ago at that picnic, that a tea set would be a handy place to hide anything important and small in the event of a dark day, has turned out to be correct. Incidentally, your other picnic suggestion, that a simple combination of sliced mango, black beans and chopped celery mixed with black pepper, lime juice and olive oil would make a delicious chilled salad, also turned out to be correct. I am on my way now to the Valley of Four Draughts in order to continue my research on the Baudelaire case. I hope also to retrieve the aforementioned evidence at last. It is too late to restore my happiness, of course, but at least I can clear my name. From the site of VFD headquarters, I will head straight for the Hotel Denouement. I should arrive by... well, it wouldn't be wise to type the date, but it should be easy for you to remember Beatrice's birthday. Meet me at the hotel. Try to get us a room without ugly curtains. With all due respect, Lemony Snicket. P.S. If you substitute the chopped celery with hearts of palm, it is equally delicious.
How do you slow this thing down?